Tonight I'd like to give gratitude to Christian Science for showing me who I am. Through Mrs. Eddy's writings, she points out who our true being is, and this is the true being of all mankind everywhere. I am so grateful that through the textbook in these pages, page 468, we have the scientific statement of being. And a sentence like, Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material, he is spiritual. This is profound, and it made a great impact on me when I first read it. On page 475, he says, man is incapable of sin, sickness, and death. The real man cannot depart from holiness. And then on page 591, man is the compound idea of infinite spirit, the spiritual image and likeness of God, the full representation of mind. If I ever wondered who I am, confused about who I am, and therefore troubled by all the things that came to thought, I have found the real identity, my real identity and everyone else's, and it has brought tremendous peace in my life. I am so grateful that Mrs. Eddy sacrificed her whole life to give this science to the whole world, because it is changing lives. For once we know that the errors that come, the claims that come, none of them are true. Not when God is saying, this is who we are spiritual. I am so grateful to have found Christian Science. So grateful for the beautiful readings tonight. And so grateful for everything going on at Plainfield. It's blessing the world more than we can ever know.